You're listening to Phil Henry on Coast to Coast PM. To talk with Phil from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Here in the studio, dial 1-800-449-8686. Or if you want to talk to yourself, dial toll-free 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show on the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Reflecting growing national concern about overweight children, the federal government on Tuesday issued new pediatric growth charts to help parents and doctors identify children at risk of becoming obese. And the charts are available, by the way. Here's a website. I don't know if you're interested in this. If you can read this stuff, I actually went to the website, www.cdc.gov/growth charts/. They're available, and you can use the weight and height information to calculate a child's body mass index. It's called BMI, Body Mass Index, a measure of body fat. There's also a similar calculation available for adults. So just how out of shape are kids? And there's four kids in our house. And, you know, the kids lead a sedentary lifestyle. Not only is it not in a kid's nature, it's not an adult's nature to get out and run and jog and play tennis and, you know, have sparkling white teeth. You're just going to lay around as much as you can. On the line is a mother. Her name is Bobby Dooley, lives in Western Estates. She has three sons and has been successful keeping her children in pretty decent shape. And I know that you're in touch with a prominent pediatrician in Los Angeles, Ms. Dooley.
Yes, I am, Phil. His name is Dr. Should I say?
Yeah, give us his name.
Yes, it's Dr. Carl Puhl. He is one of...
Carl Puhl?
Yes.
And how do you spell that last name?
P-U-E-L-L. Dr. Puhl is really, Phil, one of the best endocrinologists and pediatricians. He has released his findings. I did get a fax copy of those because I have been one of the... I've really been on Dr. Puhl's bandwagon. I think he's so outstanding in what he has discovered in terms of children solid food as opposed to a liquid food. And it really shows that children are grotesquely out of shape. Children are so overweight that it's sad. It's just sad. And we're finding, and I talked to Dr. Puhl, I have his office number in my Rolodex.
Are you friends with him?
No, but my husband and I are very much in the doctor's inner circle because we have used a lot of his body mass information.
Now, you have been successful at keeping your kids lean, fit. You have three boys?
Yes, we do. And
how old are they?
Yes, Phil. Our eldest boy is Dylan. He's 12. Seth is 10. And Justin is 8. Dylan is 5'4", 110 pounds. Seth is 4'11", 95. And Justin is 4'6", he's 75 pounds. I know that this is going to sound unusual and very unorthodox, but I still breastfeed our boys.
And you breastfeed children at the age of 12?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I'm going to go you one better. I think mothers that have their children on solids or carbohydrate diets, even carbohydrate and protein diets, it's sad. And I think that a lot of these children are being very misserved, Phil. Let me tell you something. I don't have children whose pants are rubbing together at the thigh as they waddle off into the sunset. My boys, according to Dr. Puhl, because of the mother's milk diet, are healthy. They're trimmed down. But there are children who eat solid foods, and they beg us for sympathy. And I think breastfeeding a child up to his 13th birthday is healthy. It is slimming. It's cost-effective. It helps them adjust to puberty and sexually better educate them. They become sexually acquainted with the nipple. We have a special...
Whoa. Man, you are laying a lot of information on me here in the very first few minutes here, Bobby, and I want to go slow. How old are you?
Yes. So how old am I?
How old are you, yes?
I'm 46.
46 years old?
Yes.
So you had your kids late in life, huh?
Well, What I wanted to do and what my husband and I wanted to do is we wanted to make sure that we were doing the right thing before we brought three boys into the world or three children into the world. We wanted to make sure that we were absolutely sure that this was the best thing. And unlike a lot of mothers and unlike a lot of fathers who go ahead and sort of, I don't know what you want to call it, just spit their children out into the world for the rest of us to have to deal with, we wanted to bring three boys who would be a bundle of joy to any parent. And that's exactly what my boys are. They're not difficult to deal with. I think they're a blessing. And I know that other people have dealt with them and think they're a blessing.
All right, so you've had these children, and you've been breastfeeding these kids now for the last 12 years.
12 years, yes.
So you have these guys at the age of 12 on a mother's milk diet. Is there any kind of hard food, solid food?
Bananas and oatmeal and mother's milk. I'll tell you, we have a special time for my sons and I to bond. So we're able to use this as a bonding experience. And
so are you breastfeeding these guys? I'm really curious to know something, how a 12-year-old boy or a 10-year-old boy or even an 8-year-old boy reacts to being breastfed. And
you mean in terms of whether it's
positive or not?
Oh, no. There's nothing negative about it. Breastfeeding, we call it nip-nip time. It's really interesting, the antiquated views that people have about breastfeeding. I thought we'd gotten over this in the 80s. But you still have to deal with mall security, and you still...
In what way? Are you telling me you're breastfeeding your kids in malls?
Well, you do. When the boys get hungry, yeah.
So you have a 12-year-old boy breastfeeding there in a mall?
You know something, Phil? It's really okay. It really, really is. I don't want you to feel...
You have... But hold on for a minute.
No, it's really okay, and I think anyone who doesn't see it as natural and as healthy, I think it's sad. Breastfeeding goes back millions and millions and millions of years, way back before, dinosaurs even. Breastfeeding is natural, and I think it's sad for people to say that it isn't.
I want to just get the image in my mind. You say you've had problem with mall security?
No. You know something? It's okay, Phil. It really is okay.
No, but what trouble have you had with mall security?
You know something? I really don't want to get into that. We're here to talk about body mass index.
Well, what about at school? Do they bring a lunch with them?
You know, Phil, sometimes the boys bring mother's milk with them because I do have a breast pump.
Oh, boy. So now you're breast pumping and you're giving them, what, bottles of mother's milk to take?
You know something, Phil? We're going to be okay. And I can hear in the sound of your voice that you don't really understand. It's interesting, I think, to see people react to this, but it's going to be all right. Sometimes the boys will sort of say to me, Mom, can you come to school? Because they're serving something that we're hungry or, we ate our lunch, and I'll come and breastfeed them there in a lavatory or in a woman's room or behind a building.
So you are breastfeeding your kids at school?
Phil, it's not in front of the other students, and I want to ask you a question, okay?
No, but you're coming to school and breastfeeding them, where, in a lavatory? And
Phil, you're being a male chauvinist, okay?
Well, I don't... Help me.
You're being a male chauvinist. You really are. You have to understand that this is a mother and son, and there is no purer love. There is no purer love on earth than the love between a mother and son. This is a bond...
Okay, but if you come to school and you're breastfeeding your 12-year-old son, there's got to be some issues with his friends as to...
My boys stand up for themselves. They stand on their own two feet.
No, but there's got to be issues with his friends giving him crap because his mother is at school breastfeeding him in the woman's room.
You know something, Phil? We're going to be okay. I don't want you to worry about us, all right? And you're being very chauvinistic.
How? How am I being chauvinistic? Am I being...
Because you don't understand the nature of a woman, the nature of a mother's love, the nature of how women and sons get along. It's sad. Sometimes I show up at school during lunch when the menu has too much carbohydrates and fat. And yes, I'll breastfeed them in the ladies' room or use a breast pump. Sometimes I milk chocolate on my areolas and the boys get chocolate milk. What's it to you? No woman would question me. The only thing that I think you need to understand is...
No, wait a minute. You're melting chocolate bars on your nipples. Is that it?
Yes. For the chocolate milk. And the only...
Well, it's extremely unorthodox. You can't tell me that other women out there...
No, I think you're being a male chauvinist. I think you have to understand that this is California. We're progressive. We're forward-thinking. I think you've probably been doing a national radio show for long enough to sort of think that the way other people are is what's normal for Californians. What's normal for Californians is what's healthy, and we are forward-thinking out here. And I don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, 12 years.
No, it's resist the temptation to be a chauvinist. It's okay. We're going to be okay.
Breastfeeding your 12-year-old, 10-year-old, and 8-year-old son sounds, yes, unorthodox. Now, you are under the advisement of a Dr. Puhl, Dr. Carl Puhl, who is, you say, one of the top endocrinologists and pediatricians.
That is correct.
And now, has he come out with some body mass index figures?
Yes. And as I said, our boys show much, much healthier body fat indexes than other kids.
As the result, did he say, as the result of them breastfeeding up to the age of 12?
Yes, we do attribute it to breastfeeding. Okay, so I don't know what to tell you.
All right, let me give out the phone number here. Bobby Dooley, a mother who has been breastfeeding her kids for the last 12 years. She has three sons, 12, 10, and 8. They still breastfeed. As a result, they're not fat. And she believes it's that liquid diet that has kept them slim. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Now, where is that body mass index information here? Oh, yeah, her son Dylan is 12. He's 110 pounds. 10-year-old Seth is 95 pounds. 8-year-old Justin, 75 pounds. She breastfeeds them and sometimes comes to school and breastfeeds them in the ladies' room. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Hey, our website, philhenryshow.com, has interesting little bits of information about our show. You can also pick up our CD, The Best of the Phil Henry Show 99, for $23.50. $20 goes to my friend's place, $3.50 for shipping and handling. And we've raised about $139,000 for my friend's place over the course of the last year. Not the last year, actually, since December. Bobby Dooley is a mother. She lives in Western Estates, California. She breastfeeds her kids. The difference is she breastfeeds three sons. They are 12, 10, and 8 years of age. She believes that breastfeeding has kept them trim. So I take it you recommend this for all mothers.
Oh, absolutely, Phil. I mean, right now what you have, and according to the federal government, we have an epidemic of obesity among children. We have mothers who want their fat children, and I say this with all the love and respect in my heart that I can possibly muster, but they want to foist their fat children on us, and in the process, God knows what kind of problems we're going to have, whether the children are keeling over from heat exhaustion, whether you have heart disease among 10-year-old children, their fat little bodies shoved into desks, and the attendant stench that comes, because, Phil, you know that...
Okay, now, I don't know. When you talk about stench...
Phil, you know that when a child is overweight and is out playing soccer, baseball, running around the playground, sweat accumulates in the crack areas, and you begin to get the kind of stench that only... my God, only an archaeologist would be able to fathom. So that's what I'm saying.
And so breastfeeding children will keep them slender?
Keep them slender, according to Dr. Carl Puhl, and ultimately be healthier.
All right, let's go to Inglewood on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
We have a lot of mothers checking in. Yes.
Hi, Bobby. I would like to ask you a couple of questions. You say you're 42.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you raised? How were you raised?
I was raised in Southern California.
Were you raised with this kind of theory?
No, I was not.
Okay, we're not doing questions. Have you got a comment?
I'm sorry. Well, when I grew up, kids were all slim. We ate food. We ate cow's milk and all that stuff.
Okay, right now we have an epidemic of obesity, according to the federal government.
It's because they eat too many hamburgers and French fries and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, thanks for your call. Here is Port St. Lucie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes.
I just wanted to touch base again. You're breastfeeding
And the hamburger thing, it's not just hamburgers. It's all carbohydrates. If you catch the fat early, you know, you're really going to be a lot better off with these kids.
Okay. You're breastfeeding your 12 and your 10 and your 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm all for extended breastfeeding. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I have a problem with is the public nursing in the public place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you're saying that you're putting chocolate on your nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Is this in
okay, are you a member of an organization or something?
I am.
Okay, why don't you spit that out, all right?
Okay, I'm with
you know what?
I
know we got some new people in their screen, and we got to get these callers up to speed
yeah,
a lot faster, all right? Hold on for
this...
a minute. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to whoever's in their screen in the call. Let's get them up to speed a lot faster, okay? Because what we don't do on this show is 20 questions, and we don't have a whole lot of... We want people to get their point out or, you know, call another talk show. Go ahead, ma'am.
My point is this. If you... I'm all for extended breastfeeding. But when you breastfeed an 8, 10, and a 12-year-old, you're kind of, and out there publicly, you're kind of giving breastfeeding a bad name. And it just kind of...
Well, I don't really agree with that, because I think that what you're doing is expanding people's view of breastfeeding.
No, I understand
What
that,
organization are you with?
I'm with 4-H.
What is
I'm
that?
I'm a leader, and we're
what
really
is that?
Trying to promote breastfeeding big
You're
time.
Promoting breastfeeding in the public, breastfeeding in private? What is that?
We're promoting breastfeeding in any way
don't
that
women breastfeed
wants
already?
Breastfeed.
Don't women breastfeed already?
We want to promote breastfeeding in any way, any capacity. No.
Well, I agree with that. I'm 100% behind that. I think that's tremendous.
Right.
So I don't know what.
But I think my point is this, though, Bobby. Is there any possibility that you can just pack their lunch? I hear that you don't like
What is your problem with it? Is it bothering you? Are you around it?
No, not at all.
Have you gotten complaints about it?
No, that's not
Then
it.
I don't
it's
think
just,
that you need
I'm
to worry
to
about me, okay? I'm not really telling you how to live your life. I don't get what the point is here.
Well, you got to understand, when you come on a talk show, when you talk about breastfeeding your intent, you're going to have a lot of flack because people don't understand. They can't.
Well, I'm explaining it the best way I can.
I think Bobby's doing a better job of it than you, ma'am. Thanks for your call. Here's Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Palm Beach, hello. You there? You're not there? Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Let me put Bobby on hold here. You guys have really got to pull it together in there, okay? You got to take sign on a weak-ass call. I don't want to talk to him. And either you get these people organized or they can piss off. You know what I can do? I can do a whole hour without phone calls. I don't need to talk to people on the phone. I can just sit here and rap with Bobby, okay? I can talk to myself. And I don't know, I can't read these messages you're putting up on the screen as to who's calling what and what the hell it is that they're trying to say. And that lady from Inglewood was doing 20 questions, and so was this other chick from wherever the hell she was calling from, okay? So what we need to do is organize these people or don't take their call. God knows we get enough people calling the show. And now I got a minute before the break, so what do you want me to do? Ms. Dooley?
Yes, Phil.
I apologize.
No, there's nothing to apologize for. I think that I understood what the lady was saying.
Yeah, but I didn't quite understand what she was taking exception to. Here is...
What she, I guess, is taking exception to is the fact that I breastfeed my boys in public.
No, she wasn't taking exception to that because she says she's promoting breastfeeding. She wasn't clear as to what it was that she wanted to say. So what I would say to you is we'll get back to some more callers. I want you to be very clear, though, with us. You're breastfeeding 12, 10, and 8-year-old boys in public?
Yes, absolutely. And
for me to question that, I might be a little male chauvinist.
Well, I think there are a lot of men who just don't get it.
All right, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686 with a guest of ours, Bobby Dooley, who has worked with Dr. Puhl, who is an endocrinologist and pediatrician, who he believes that children should be breastfed at least to the age of 13. Bobby, you there?
Yes, I am, Phil.
I apologize for my outburst there last half hour.
Well, you know something? I was listening to you, and I wanted to ask you a question. If you know whether or not you were breastfed.
I don't know. I guess, why? My mood?
Well, you know something? It really is true that children who breastfeed, I think, are bonded to humans a lot sooner and are a lot stronger. And it sounds to me like maybe you have some anger issues.
No. Let me tell you what it is. Unlike most radio talk shows, I have very specific guidelines as to how my show is screened and how my callers hit the air. And if they don't, it really kind of makes me cranky, I guess.
Well, and cranky is another word we use for, and I'm not saying that you're immature, but it is another word we use for children. So,
okay, well, maybe I ought to go back to breastfeeding.
No, I wouldn't say that. Well, I don't know, but I would say that you need to understand that breastfeeding could have helped you.
And, well, maybe is it too late for me?
I think, how old are you?
I'm 47.
I think it is too late for you unless there is a woman, and you're married, right?
Yes, I am married.
Do you know any women that are currently lactating?
No, I do not know any women that are lactating.
Because if you did and they were agreeable and your wife was agreeable, it could help you, yes.
You're saying that I should breastfeed.
I think anyone that has a problem with their mood, anxiety, anger control questions, if you know a woman that's currently lactating.
No, currently I don't know any women that are lactating.
Well, Phil, I'm not sure.
Well, it's just a bizarre thing to say to me, the host of the show, you know?
What I'm saying is...
No, I hear what you're saying. I would rather keep me out of the mix, if you don't mind. It's just it's a professional question, okay? Forgive me.
But for you to lay into your staff that way on the air, and you don't know any women that are currently lactating.
I don't know any women that are currently lactating. I suppose if I was breastfeeding now, I wouldn't have laid into my staff.
I don't think so, no.
Maybe I'd ask for women that are currently lactating.
Maybe, you know.
Yeah, okay. 1-800-449-8686. Maybe I'd just ask all my female listeners that are calling in. Santee on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Are you currently lactating?
No, I'm
okay.
Not.
Okay.
That wasn't why I called in. Mm-hmm. I called in because I have a problem with mm-hmm. you because I think that is just ridiculous. You cannot breastfeed a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, and an 8-year-old.
Well, what is the difference?
What is the difference? These are
dirty.
Boys.
These are my
are
boys.
Boys.
I love
these are not
them.
Babies. You breastfeed babies.
Would you breastfeed girls?
Yes.
You would breastfeed girls up to the age of 12?
No. Girl babies. I would breastfeed babies, regardless
well,
of sex.
Okay. I
have a 6-year-old
thinking,
boy.
I think you're thinking that there's something naughty about it, and there isn't.
I didn't say there was something naughty about it. I said, I think you're just sick. You don't... And you melt chocolate on your nipples so they can have chocolate milk? That's
mm-hmm.
ludicrous.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because that's just ludicrous. Why can't you feed them out of a cup like every other normal...
Because we are dealing with children that are overweight, with a body mass index that's off the scale. These children are waddling around, starting fires, rubbing the corduroy of their pants together. And I'm saying that what we can...
Oh, please, you are so far out
there. No, I'm not far out there. Have you seen the news stories? Mr. Henry, your audience isn't up to speed on the news, are they?
Oh, please.
Well,
there's
a report on
out there going on, and it doesn't mean that
there are a lot of overweight children. There are a lot of overweight children, and Dr. Carl Puhl.
Oh, so now what?
Who is an endocrinologist?
Children are going to grow up someday. They're going to get married. Next thing you know, the wife and kids will be coming over to nurse off of you.
Well, that's pretty funny, but not really that much. Dr. Puhl is an endocrinologist and a pediatrician. He released his findings, and it shows the children are overweight and out of shape and do need this kind of diet.
All right, so there's a lot of emotional reaction to this, but not a lot of fact, and that's because nobody's heard of this news story we're talking about. As a matter of fact, I don't know if anybody's really aware of the fact that there are a lot of overweight kids, but even if everybody was aware of that, breastfeeding a kid to the age of 12, who knows if that really keeps the weight off?
Phil, I have my 3 boys to prove it. I have breastfed all 3 of them, and they are ripped. They are buff and ripped.
Your boys are ripped?
Yes.
As the result of drinking mother's milk and the breast pump?
They're taking it to school. They're breastfeeding at school, yes.
Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I think she's wacko. I'm sorry. I have three sons. I breastfed them for a year. I would never, ever consider doing what you
Well, maybe you're hung up.
Pardon me?
Maybe you're just too hung up for
it. No, I'd rather see my kid out swinging a baseball bat or kicking his basketball than hiding him in a bathroom in a mall.
They do have to eat. You know.
Yes, they do, and they have food, and they are nice and trim, and they're fine. And I don't have to save up for them when they grow up.
Whose kids are you talking about?
Pardon me?
Whose children are you talking about?
Mine. Mine are fine.
Well, fine. Yours are fine.
Why do you have to do this? Why do you have to humiliate your children?
I'm not humiliating my children.
The 12-year-old
should
be going to dances, not hanging on his mother. You give new meaning to
you
the term
something?
Yoo-hoo.
They're not really hanging on me all the time. They're just feeding when they need to feed. That's all.
You don't feed a 12-year-old. You serve him. You can serve him food. You don't have to have him hang on you.
Because of the fat children, this is what we're doing. I don't know, Phil. I don't know whether these women really understand what's going on.
I do understand. I breastfed all three of my sons.
Why? You could have just fed them.
I breastfed them because they were babies, and that's what they needed.
Why didn't you give them solid food?
When they were old enough and they had teeth, they got it.
They can eat food when they have gums.
They can eat food when they have gums?
That's right.
Well, why aren't you giving your children food?
Because they should be slender and trimmed down using the mother's milk, is all I'm saying.
Well,
we got a lot of people who are saying that it's sick, but they don't know why it's sick. You don't really know why. You just don't like the idea of breastfeeding a kid at 12, right, ma'am?
Exactly.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. I don't know why, Phil. I've never really thought about anything, Phil, but exactly. San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I'd like to say that true that your kids probably won't have to spend a lot of money at Jenny Craig, but they're going to have to spend a lot of money in therapy getting over the sick stuff that you're doing to them.
How do you know?
Because I work with kids. I work with kids that have been sexually abused, and you are borderline abusing these kids.
Oh, another expert on sexual abuse. You mean the kind of people that almost put the McMartins away, is that it?
I'm not an expert on sexual abuse.
Exactly,
but
you're not an expert.
You haven't seen the look. Your kids so that they won't be fat?
If my boy is so abused, why does he look forward to it?
Yeah, exactly.
Why does he look forward to it?
He looks forward to it.
He looks forward to it. He enjoys it.
And that's a good thing?
Yeah, well, it's obviously he's not being abused.
Are you seeking therapy, ma'am?
No, I don't need any therapy.
Please seek therapy.
I'm healthy.
Please.
I'm very healthy.
I hope someone intervenes in your children's lives sometime soon to help them with the problems
I hope eventually you get your degree.
Wow.
Okay?
I will pray for you,
I hope eventually that you graduate
you
from school.
You are seriously, seriously damaging these children.
No.
Thank you very much.
Get a high school diploma and call me back.
Lakewood on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Bobby. I have a problem, and here it is. Little boys, 8, 10, and 12 years old, are just beginning
to
be
sexually aroused. Do you have a high school diploma?
And it's how they're made.
I'd like to talk to some women who have graduated from high school.
They get aroused at looking at girls in underwear ads. How do you think they're going to feel when their mother's own breast is shoved in their face and they are asked to suck it? They're going to get aroused, and then they're going to be confused.
Well, the problem
and this is horrible.
I'm not asking them to suck it. They're asking me to suck it, okay?
So of course
That's where you've got it wrong, all right?
Well, you are causing them
If you're upset that your boys have never asked you to suck yours, that's your problem.
Why don't you pump it out of a breast pump and then give it to them in a glass?
I have a healthy relationship with my boys. We don't have to have a breast pump between
us. They're sucking their mother's breast.
This is sexually arousing to them, and they can't help it. How do you know that?
Because all little boys are like that.
Really? Were your little boys like that? Your little boys were like that?
You know, I have never had to talk to so many sick women
in my life.
You are
And you are mentally disturbed, okay?
But they're going to be in therapy for the rest of their life.
Well, I hope your sons find something else to suck besides your breasts, because...
Okay, that's great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You know, I don't like talk radio. I'm not a fan of it. The reason why I'm not a fan of it, I've said this in print. I've been interviewed the odd time, and I've been asked, well, do you like talk radio? No, I don't. I think it's a jackass medium, a stupid format filled with imbecilic people who pretend like they care about things. What we do on our show is we satirize that. But I will tell you this. There are ways to use the callers to your advantage. Now, I have a very specific thing in mind when I put callers on this show. Unlike most talk shows, we don't just throw anybody on the air. We have very specific things that are required. And you'll find out what those are when you try to get on a show. I'm not going to explain them here. So that we can present to our listeners the most entertaining show that we can. Now, if that's too much for some people who call it, I don't care. Because I've said often, and I will repeat it, the lowest animal on the food chain around here is a caller. Because I do this show first for me, second for the audience, third for callers. I'm probably not even third. It's probably more like fifth, sixth, maybe even tenth. So we try to get the very best caller on the air so that, you know, I'm sitting here working my rear end off trying to bring an entertaining radio show to the audience. I sure don't need some jive-ass talk show caller to help me bomb. I mean, I can do that on my own. I can stink this show up good just by myself. I don't need some guy who wants to hear the sound of his own voice, you know, come on here and help me with it. I don't need to take phone calls. I can monologue 3 hours just fine. And you know what, man? I got a great crew working for me. But these guys know what I'm talking about. I got a good producer. I got good engineers. I got good writers. Everything. But they know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm the guy who's got to sit here and make something out of this crap. So that when I get people up like that 70-year-old lady from Inglewood who was monotone and dull and doing 20 questions and didn't know really what it was she wanted to say, or about 50% of those callers this past hour, those women kept saying the same bloody thing. It's sick. Why is it sick? Well, they don't know because they barely got out of grade school. How could they answer a question like that? Who needs it? Breastfeeding your kid in public is sick. Why is that? I don't know. It just is. Have you thought about it much? No, not really. Thanks for another great talk radio call. I can go to any station on the dial, especially in this town, and find those kind of calls. And the talk show callers that want to be buddy-buddy with the host, and the talk show callers that like to get on there and say, you and I discussed this last week when I called. You know, those ones that call once a week and get on the air once a week. They're always exciting. And the talk show callers who, and I hate to break the news, but here it comes. Are you ready for this? No caller that calls a talk show is ever funny. I mean, not often, anyway. They just aren't. They're not funny. You know who's funny? I'm the funny guy. You guys, you ain't funny. Now, there's a way I might be able to make you funny, but you're going to have to put your life into my hands. Are you ready? Well, that means that I might make a jackass out of you. You want to do that because you want to get on the radio and be cool. Be pals with Phil. I don't want to be pals with anybody. I want to be pals with my family when I go home. Tonight I'll be pals with somebody, okay? You ain't my pals. Now, does that sound like radio suicide saying something like that? Maybe. You're going to sit here and pretend like I got friends in the listening audience that I just love chit-chatting with you and that, you know, we're going to have regular correspondence and you can write me fan letters and call me up and we're buddy-buddy and we're going to get on all the fam for. I don't care, man. I don't care if I never meet any of you. The only reason why I go out and do personal appearances in the first place is that I can press the flesh, sign a few autographs, and have a couple people say that they think I'm a really nice guy, even though I'm probably not. Could I have another one of those caffeinated mints there, Jeff, as long as I'm flying? On that latte that I got. I will tell you one thing. Having that lady on as a guest, Bobby Dooley, talking about body mass index, who's ever heard of that? I take a few things for granted, one of which is that maybe you read a newspaper, but you know what? I should have known better. Fat kids, well, of course, your kid ain't fat. Anyway, it's just, what is this, Wednesday or Tuesday? It's Tuesday? Well, we haven't had a show like this in a long time where Phil's about to have a meltdown. Might as well be today. Today might be the day. Today might be the day. somebody dies. Stay tuned. Early. It's very early yet. Boy, I can't wait for that spring book to come out. God, I hope it's good. Because when it is good, we're going to start making a few demands around here that some people ain't going to like. I'm just going to turn into an all-around surly jackass. That's what I'm going to do. You know, this program, and I'm very proud of it, the more popular it gets, I notice the more enemies we make. And the more people like to talk behind our back and say all kinds of stuff. I'm keeping a list and I'm checking it twice. I know all the people that used to be my friends ain't my friends no more. Wait till I come visit you guys. You're doing a great job, Craig. You're doing a great job, man. You're doing fine, man. And Mike, you're doing a great job. And Melissa, you're brilliant. And Jeff, you're terrific. But it's not good enough. I need more. I can't settle for, I'm after something that's impossible. I'm after a kind of radio perfection that is absolutely impossible. But I will continue to work toward it. And if that means I have to get a Dexedrine habit going, well, so be it. If that means that I get back on the smack after having kicked it low these many years ago, I'm going to have to do that too. But I'm looking for some level of radio perfection and radio art that is yet to be achieved. I'm going to do it, or I'm going to die trying. I will croak right here. I guarantee you, if you listen to the Phil Henry Show, you will hear me have a full and complete cardio arrest on the air that I will not survive. I don't know when it'll be, next year, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 5 years from now. It will happen. Just stay tuned. Because I'm going to die on the job. They're going to have to come over here and pick me up. And, you know, when that day comes and I collapse, I want Mike to come around. And as he's lifting my body up, he'll go on Mike and go, "He told you it happened, folks." And then, you know, call the ambulance. And in there right now, Melissa Morgan, who does writing for our show and associate producing for our show, she's drinking straight out of a bottle of Don Julio Blanco, because that's what it's like working for a major slob like me when she comes in with her brilliant stuff, and she's a very funny lady, and I sit there and rip it to shreds, and she's ready to slash her wrists with that hair pick that she wears, whatever the hell that thing is, and now she's in there slugging out of that Don Julio Blanco. It's tough. It's tough working for me. And I don't know if it's ever going to get good. But I promise you riches beyond your wildest dreams. And for those of you listening to the show, I promise you the most unique radio show in America. But you know what? I demand a lot of myself, the people that I work with, and the terminally unfunny people that call this show. So that together, we can rise up for the Reich und der Führer, Dr. Goebbels and Goering and the whole, let's surrender to the Russians.